what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where what just happened?
Cut to the gym, Barrett. It's just fucking going wild.
Oh shit.
The camera's been disconnecting all morning. I don't know why.
That's so funny. I didn't know what was going on. So when you said I looked around, I was like, I don't see anything wrong, but the camera's fucking sideways over there. Of course, I'm Blessing Adeoye Jr. I'm joined by Tim Getty. He's got Barrett on the ones and twos, and the Shit List is your Patreon exclusive show. That's a great cut. Patreon exclusive show where I go online, I find a top 10 list, I bring it back to Tim and Barrett, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, we're talking about a list that's very near and dear to my heart. We're talking about the top 10 best fighting games. This was written by IGN, by the IGN staff, and this is published August 2022.
Ooh, I love
Not too long ago.
I love this. Blend.
Top 10 best fighting games.
Great topic. Now, here's the thing. IGN staff means they're going to put a lot of time and effort into this. We know that well. We know that they have a varied crew over there. We know they have a couple fighting game enthusiasts. Yep. Not too many.
Shout out Mitchell Saltzman.
But more than they've ever had. I think at one time now they have the most there. So we're going to get some legacy. We're going to get some modern stuff. We might even get a couple multi-franchise reps. I don't think too many, but I think that there's potential. Off the top of your head, what jumps out immediately?
Soul Calibur. The question is which one?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Soul Calibur 1 or 2.
So Soul Calibur 1, one of the rare 10 out of 10 games back in that era. Mm-hmm. Multiple outlets gave it a 10. So I think Soul Calibur 1 could be up there. Having said that, Soul Calibur 2 is the one.
Soul Calibur 2 is fucking fire.
And it's because it had the guest characters, but there was a lot of great stuff there. Great single player mode too that was like very different for a fighting game at the time. Soul Calibur 2 also way more accessible to players, not being tied to just the Dreamcast or arcades. So
way more people played Soul Calibur 2.
I feel like Soul Calibur 2 is a good call. Because like let's look at that. Let's go franchise by franchise.
Sure.
That's probably the right way to do this.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur. 2, yes.
Yeah.
Do we think we get potentially like a 4 or 5?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Like, I played those games. I like those games. But I think when you're talking about when you remember Soul Calibur, you remember Soul Calibur 1 or 2.
Yep.
You know, I don't think people flock to the later Soul Caliburs like that just in terms of greatness, right? How we measure greatness.
I'm with you. So, yeah. Soul Calibur 2, want to lock it in?
Soul Calibur 2, we're locking it in. I mean,
let's talk Tekken, baby.
Oh, let's talk. I think Tekken 7, that's the latest one. And I do think, in my personal opinion, Tekken 7 is the best one.
I feel like the only other argument I can make is Tekken 3. Mm-hmm. And that just goes back to how iconic that game is. And I think that it was like the most popular buzz around Tekken that that franchise ever had. But we're not talking about buzz. We're talking about quality.
Yeah.
I think that the people that want to show up are going to show up for 7.
That's the thing is, I think 7 is flashy. 7 is fun. 7 is more an approachable Tekken. Of course, Tekken, I think, can still make steps to be more approachable. But it is fun to pick up and play. It's also fun to watch. And that's the thing with Tekken 7 is that it's been at many EVOs now. And I think it's the most exciting game to watch at EVO, right? Like, I always go back to, what was his name? I forget his name. But there was a dude in, like, 2019 in that EVO who, I think his name was Arslan Ash. I think it's Arslan Ash. But he came from a country that, like, wasn't known for fighting games, wasn't known for the community, came through, showed up at EVO, played Tekken and fucking beat the best of the best. And it was one of the most hyped things ever. Like, it was similar hype to when IDOM did his run for Street Fighter in this last one. So I feel pretty good about Tekken 7.
I am with you. I think that's a good call where there's the nostalgia with Tekken 3, but I do think that Tekken 7 has kind of stood the test of time because of things like EVO.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, man, that's a tough one. Like, I don't know what gets the love there? Because I feel like Mortal Kombat 2 is, when we're talking about the OG, the classic, but Mortal Kombat,
like, I think
9, 10, 11.
That's the
Which
thing is,
one?
I think, that's actually, I think it's going to be 10 or 11.
I think 10.
You think 10? I could see 10.
I think 10 is the one, but
Mortal Kombat?
Because,
like, 9 brought it back. 9, like, reinvented Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And, like, made it something that's beloved again. I think 10 refined that.
Exactly. I think 10, when we're talking about quality, I think that was there. Personally, I love NetherRealm for the single player stuff. So I think that the single player campaign in 12 is my favorite. But
11.
In 11 compared to 9 or 10. So I would go there. But I do think when we're just talking about like fighting game, what they're talking about here, I think it's Mortal Kombat 10.
I agree. All right, so let's talk about Street Fighter.
Let's talk about Street Fighter.
I think Street Fighter Third Strike.
Soup.
I think there's multiple options.
Okay,
here.
So yeah, look.
I think this could be maybe the one franchise that has multiple entries.
Yeah, because I do think Street Fighter 3 is there.
Yeah.
I think undeniably, Super Street Fighter 2, Ultra Street Fighter 2 Hyper.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Hyper Turbo.
Like the best version Turbo.
The third iteration of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
It's probably Street number Fighter. One.
Oh, you think number one?
Yeah.
I would think maybe possibly Third Strike number one.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I got both of them down here. The Ultra Street Fighter 2. Wait, what was the rest of the...
I don't remember, but it's the third one. Because and there's been multiple versions of even that one at this point as well. But because I think it was Street Fighter and then Street Fighter... It was Street Fighter 2 and then Street Fighter 2... Sorry, let me get this straight.
There's Super Street Fighter 2.
So Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior,
yeah.
was the first Street Fighter 2.
Yes.
And then there was Championship Edition. And then there was Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And then there was one with Hyper in the name.
I'm looking it up. List of the Street Fighter video games. Street Fighter 2 World Warrior. Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2 on the Game Boy. Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition. Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
That's so what you're talking
Street
about.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting. That's the one.
Ooh, over Super Street Fighter 2?
Yeah. Hyper, if I remember correctly, Hyper was the most complete one.
Okay. So we do not think that we're going to get Ultra Street Fighter 4. Yes, 3.
Ultra Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter 5. I think Ultra Street Fighter 4 could be there too. Write it down.
We're going to write it down. Yeah.
And we'll audit later.
I think at most we'll get two Street Fighters, but all three of these I could see possibly appearing in some iteration.
Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Yes.
That's got to be on there.
Oh, and then with that, Super Smash.
Oh, Ultimate.
Brothers.
Or you think
either
Melee.
Ultimate or Melee.
They got to go Ultimate.
They better fucking go Ultimate.
Yeah. Smash. Ultimate. What's crazy is that there's still a lot of fighting games I can list.
Yeah.
I want to throw out there, because I was going to throw out, Marvel versus Capcom 2, which is the right answer. My personal answer would be 3, because that's the one I played in college all the time. But
yeah, the final version of 3, I could see.
Yeah, Ultimate. 2 is just, the art style for 2, the music for 2 is just so fucking iconic. And I want to shout out Injustice 2.
Mm.
Yeah, Injustice 2 is great.
Injustice 2.
I don't
2,
know if it makes the top 10 list, though.
I think for me, that's like 11 through 20. Like, if this is a top 20 or top 15, I think you see it slide in there.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, so then.
I'll
we
throw
named
out
the
there.
Big three, right?
Oh, yeah, between Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, yeah.
So now let's move to Arc.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly where I was going. So there's two games come to mind when it comes to Arc. Guilty Gear Strive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Guilty Gear Strive would be possibly the one. But
you think Strive is the one?
I
don't know.
Guilty Gear is where my knowledge kind of wanes a bit, but
yeah,
Strive is, from what I played of it, is like incredible.
Strive's great, but I feel like if that was on the list, some like people have something to prove. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of the older Guilty Gears are.
Here's what I'll say also. Mitchell Saltzman fucking loves Guilty Gear Strive.
There we go.
Mitchell Saltzman is probably very involved in this list.
Yeah. So wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. But then also Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Definitely on the list.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel pretty good about where we're at, even though I'm not gone through the full Rolodex.
BlazBlue.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that hits top 10.
I don't know, man. People were in a fervor over it.
Because right now, what we have Soul Calibur 2, Tekken 7, Mortal Kombat X, Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Fighting, Ultra Street Fighter 4, MVC 2, Smash Ultimate, Guilty Gear Strive, Dragon Ball FighterZ, BlazBlue would make 11.
So then the only other major fighting franchise that we haven't talked about is Virtual Fighter, which hasn't had its day in the sun in quite a while.
Yeah.
But there was a moment in time it was a very big deal. I just don't know if that moment translates to a top 10 list these days.
I think that will very much depend on the taste of the people making the list.
We're not going to see Bloody Roar, unfortunately.
No. I forget which Virtual Fighter it was. I think it was Virtual Fighter 4?
That was the first one on PS2.
Which one was the one on PS3? Maybe I'm thinking of that one. Hold on. There was one that came to PS Plus like a year and a half ago. I think it was 5. Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown. Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. I think Virtual Fighter 5 has a chance. I'm putting that in the BlazBlue category.
And then, are we missing any major ones?
Soul Calibur. I mean,
oh, and there's other Capcom versus games, like Capcom versus SNK 2.
And there's also King of Fighters. But I feel like,
right.
I feel like, I don't know if those are top 10. Like, I feel like
let's get the list. I'm excited to see. We have a solid list here, and I think that we might be surprised by a couple of the ones.
Well, before we even do that, what do you think is top three out of the ones we mentioned?
That's so hard.
It's almost, it's almost impossible to even look at this. I think there's going to be a Street Fighter in top three.
Yes.
Look, I can see Metal.
I feel like it has to be Street Fighter 2, the ultimate version of it.
I'm going to say Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. I think the nerds fuck with that. And then MVC 2. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it. All right, again, this is IGN's top 10 best fighting games as of August 2020. At number 10, we got Mortal Kombat 2011.
Yeah, so that's Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, that's Mortal Kombat 9. Did not expect to see Mortal Kombat 9 on this list. Good on them. We didn't even talk about the older Mortal Kombats.
We did. I mean, I brought up Mortal Kombat 2. I think that unlike Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat is the type of thing where it's like, these are better fighting games than they used to be.
That's 100% correct. At number 9, Skullgirls.
Shits.
Throw out everything you know.
Yeah.
Skullgirls. All right. This is going to be a nerdy Skullgirls? List. No, I never played Skullgirls.
Real good.
Yeah?
Art style is impeccable as well.
This is the Arxis one, right? Or is this somebody else?
No, this was an indie team, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Interesting. All right, number 8, Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown. There you go.
Wow, Virtual Fighter 5. Wow.
There you go.
I think 5 must have been the one on PS3.
Yeah. And Ultimate Showdown was the version that came to PS5 like a year and a half ago. At number 7, we got Killer Instinct.
Oh, that's right. Damn, we fucked up.
Killer Instinct. People love Killer Instinct.
Dead or Alive, also. Not going to be on the list.
Not going to be on the list, but yeah, but shout out Dead or Alive, man. At number 6, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. This is very different. Very different from what we imagined. At number 5, The King of Fighters 13. So we're at number, we have four left.
We have four left.
And like, we've not seen Soul Calibur 2, not seen Tekken 7. We've seen a Mortal Kombat, which makes me think that's going to be the one.
No Street Fighter, no Tekken, no Soul Calibur. So that's three of them.
No MVC 2 yet.
Which at this point, I don't think we're going to get it.
I'd be doubtful that they put both 2 and 3 on there.
No Guilty Gear. No, there's a lot that's about to be left out. All right, number 4, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
So then the top
that's a good one.
3 has to be a Street Fighter, a Tekken, and
you think a Soul Calibur. There's got to be a Guilty Gear in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, if Mitchell's involved in this list, Blessing's right, like Guilty Gear is probably somewhere in the top 3.
I think, you can't leave out Soul Calibur, but they might. I don't know how I feel about this.
I feel like the one that gets cut easiest is Tekken.
But here's the Ameka works at IGN, and I would assume he's involved in this list somewhat. He fucking loves Tekken 7. All right, let's see. I'm so curious now. At number 3, Tekken 7.
Wow. So damn, all right. So looking at this list, it's very modern.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it going to be Ultra Street Fighter?
You think 4? Then we don't get a Soul Calibur? Maybe we get Ultra Street Fighter 4, and maybe Guilty Gear. Yeah, I think maybe number 2 Guilty Gear Strive, number 1 Ultra Street Fighter 4 is where I'm at.
These motherfuckers put Guilty Gear number 1.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
At number 2, Guilty Gear Strive.
Okay. So yeah, looking at this list, I do think it's going to be Ultra Street Fighter 4. And I don't know how I feel about that, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, let's see. And number 1, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
Wow.
There you have it.
Interesting.
Huh. Okay, so we had what? No Soul Calibur. Mortal Kombat 10 and 11 didn't make it, but Mortal Kombat 9 did. We didn't see MVC 2. Marvel's Capcom 2 surprised me. No Smash Brothers whatsoever. Surprises me. But then I think aside from that, it was pretty aligned with a lot of our guesses.
Yeah. I mean, look, making this list is hard because clearly there's a lot of games and they don't want to overrep franchises. So it's like, is this a definitive best list? No, because they're trying to like show some love to a bunch of different IP, which I think is great. But this is a good list. I'd give it a thumbs up. Not my list. I don't necessarily agree with it. I don't even necessarily agree with some of the choices for the franchise reps, but I understand the arguments being made. You can't be mad at this. These are experts talking about shit that they're experts in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think all the games that are on here deserve flowers, yeah, right, to varying extents. Or I'm not mad that somebody would say that any of these games are in their top 10.
Not a single one of them.
Yeah. Like my top 10 probably looks completely different, but I'll give this a thumbs up. I think this list is the shit.
Yes.
Good on you, IGN.
You got the shit, IGN.
Let us know in the comments below, what are some of your favorite fighting games? Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett on the ones and twos. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Peace.